America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We would like to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee, which is bringing Mark Dankos America and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider conventional radio audience in the American South. We are also in the process of completing the restoration of our archives, which you will be able to access in the very near-term future at www.republicbroadcasting.org. When that process is completed, it will also involve show descriptions and the names of guests and links to the guests' URLs, which will make this an extremely user-friendly system for people who are browsing the Republic Broadcasting Network worldwide. We're also in the process, of course, of trying to expand our ongoing outreach on international shortwave radio as well. We are joined today by Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths. Chuck is an absolute giant in the movement to fight Christian Zionism, to bring both theological and political and cultural sanity back to both evangelical Christianity generally, as well as American culture specifically. And you can find Chuck's site at WHTT.org. Chuck, we've been talking in the last hour or so about a variety of different things. Is it your sense of things that as the American war effort in Iraq is clearly souring, I mean, it's a very tragic thing that so many fine young men and women are caught up in something that is simply this bad. And, of course, some of us were warning about this whole thing at the time, and yet it's very difficult to say we told you so. At one level, you know, we are saying we told you so. At another level, we continue to be pained by the number of well-meaning but deluded people who have lost their lives or who are enduring some form of terrible personal destruction because of this whole tragedy. But is it your sense of things that as the Iraq war turns south in terms of the fortunes of the United States, and as the poll numbers and all the secular corporate polls now admit that support for this war is waning throughout a variety of different sectors of American society, that this disaster is maybe causing at least a few people within evangelical Christianity in this country who in the past have been quite supportive of these so-called leaders of Christian Zionism and the Christian right to maybe take another look at this whole subject?
We think so. We think that there is a great turning going on. It's natural that it would go on because things have become very bad, and it's pretty obvious to a lot of people. And frankly, in the last congressional election was an indication of that. In that election, about 20% of the Christian Zionist voters turned from voting Republican to voting Democrat in the congressional election. Now, we're not advocating voting Democrat or Republican. We think they're two sides of the same coin for the most part, and that we're seeing the product of that. But if this was a revolt within evangelical circles against the war, it was a sign of that revolt can happen. And if you look now at the composition of who is supporting the war effort, it's almost entirely being propped up by voters within what is referred to as the Christian right. When I speak to Muslim audiences and general audiences, I usually point out that the Christian right is a huge segment of the voting, is a huge voting block in America, because through the media, it's entered the media church. It's entered into all denominations. It's entered into mainline denominations, Catholics, Bible study groups are influenced and affected by this movement. So it's the prop that's holding up the whole war effort is concentrated right now in Christian Zionism. Without Christian Zionism, the war would be over in a week.
That's a very interesting concept that I want to explore further with you, Chuck, when we come back. This is Mark Dankos America, coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN, We'll be back with Chuck Carlson. If we hold these truths, you can find him at WHTT.org. Stay tuned.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths. You can find Chuck's site at WHTT.org. I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed with the articles there and the incredible repository of information that We Hold These Truths has for you and for me, not simply in terms of the posted articles, but all the books, the audios, the videos, and various other aspects of Chuck's ministry that are specifically designed, it seems to me, to bring us to a point of discernment as Christians and as Americans in regard to Christian Zionism, what it is, what the ideology is behind it, what the implications of supporting it are, and trying to understand the mentality of some of its chief leaders in regard to their present position on this Iraq war and a series of other things related to what I perceive to be a false understanding biblically of the nature of Jesus Christ's proclamation of the kingdom of God. Chuck, you were saying before the commercial break that essentially Christian Zionists are a key ingredient, if not the key ingredient right now, in what remains of the political constituency in this country that is actually in support of this war. Now, I've noticed on your website that you have announced a series of vigils for peace with justice. You proclaimed this on March the 22nd, and the idea behind this, as I understand it, is to organize legitimate, lawful, peaceful protests outside of announced meetings of John Hagee's Christians United for Israel, wherever Pastor Hagee has these meetings taking place around the country. Is the idea behind this simply that the dangers of Christian Zionism are such in regard to the larger implications of this war that we have to properly oppose it in a proper way wherever it rears its head, and that since John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio with his Christians United for Israel is probably the leading figure, arguably, in this country and maybe internationally in raising money for Christian Zionism and for the State of Israel, that we need to pay special attention to this man, and in the proper Christian spirit and within a proper lawful First Amendment understanding of freedom of speech, that we need to show around the country that there are many Christians that simply find Hagee to be untenable and his movement to be untenable, and that what you're trying to do, as I understand it, is to raise up more legitimate foot soldiers to speak out on this subject.
Well, that's right. We started a project called Project Straight Gate 4 years ago, before the first bomb dropped in Iraq. And the purpose of it was to go to the churches and challenge churches about taking a stand. We felt that it was time that people actually went to the churches and said to the church in some way, in a positive way, Jesus would oppose this. What do you say? And so we made posters and signs, and we started doing this, and we've been to some 55 churches. So this is not a new concept for us. It's something we've practiced a lot. We've been from St. Cloud, Minnesota, to Jerry Falwell's church in Virginia, and up and down the West Coast, and a number of other spots. And it's great fun, and we love doing it, and we think it produces extremely good results and challenges to churches. And we've had some very positive reactions from pastors, as well as some frightened reactions from them, because we challenge them at the very roots of their belief by going to their church and actually doing a demonstration in front of their church. And we're good at it. We know how to do it. And by the way, I'm very appreciative of your support, Mark, and the very kind things you said about me. But I really need to point out that we've tried to fashion We Hold These Truths into an organization that will succeed me and will go on doing this, because this is something that needs to be done as long as there is a threat to Christianity in the form of something called Christian Zionism or anything like that. But John Hagee is an outrageous person. He is the most Zionistic Zionist that we've seen. He says the things that we would love to have them come out and say, because he admits to all the things we've been saying for all this time, that they're warlike, that they relish war, that they have no problem with nuclear war, that anything Israel wants, Israel should get. These are the statements that he makes from his own mouth. Now, he's doing a series of these tours around the country, and from Minneapolis to Tulsa, here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And we plan to be at each of those that we can, and to set up vigils, we call them vigils, at these meetings, to call attention to the people that come there that there's something wrong with what they're doing, and there's somebody that thinks there's something wrong with it, and we want to make a public notice of that. This we found this works, and we have many. By the way, we have a separate website that you can go to where you can see pictures of these vigils in action. And it's a link right off of our main website called Project Straight Gate.
Okay.
And it's full of pictures, and it's full of stories about vigils and places we've been. And you'll find it to be something very different if you go there. You just go to our website and click on Project Straight Gate. It's in the left margin. It will take you right there. There's another link on our website that explains Christian Zionism in our own words. And it's an audiovisual called Roots of Christian Zionism, Christian Zionist Roots. You click a green button, and it takes you right to an audiovisual that will explain all the things that I probably won't have time to do on this program today. because we have so much to talk about. But yes, we do go to churches. We do believe in this. We found it to be very effective. It has to be done extremely professionally. And anyone of your any of your listeners who would like to be involved in something like this, especially in San Antonio, Texas, let us know that you're interested, and we will get you together with others and show you how to start a vigil in your own community, whether John Hagee is going to come there or not.
Yes, and I wanted to read something off of your site just to underscore the spirit and character of what you're doing, Chuck.
In regard to
this article that you posted on March 22nd announcing these vigils directed at Hagee's Christians United for Israel, you say specifically, our vigils are a proven method and your help is needed. It takes a little time and a little courage on your part to overcome the fear of the unknown. But we have completed about 55 vigils without a casualty, man or girl. We are always legal, and invariably we feel uplifted and rewarded. You may learn about our vigils by touring our website. As you will discover, we are quiet and respectful and attempt to be as Christ-like as we are mortally able. I think that that's an important thing so that people understand in regard to these vigils outside of Hagee's Christians United for Israel meetings, that we are talking about Christian lawful conduct that is done with a spirit of decency that does not advocate violence or profanity or anything of this sort, that is simply trying to be a witness to what people like you and I believe to be the truth against a movement that we both believe to be clinically evil. And in regard to this, Chuck, and I know that neither you nor I are God. I've met John Hagee on several occasions, although not recently. And as I think about him, as you try as best you can to assess him, and I've tried to assess him myself in recent years from a distance, just reading all the things that he's saying, and I noticed that your article announcing a series of vigils for peace with justice is laced with quotations from John Hagee's speeches at the American-Israel Political Action Committee and other events, where people can read these things and see that we're not talking about conjecture here. The things that this guy is saying, direct quotations from his speeches, when you line them up one by one, I think it presents a very draconian portrait of this gentleman and of the movement that he espouses. But as you try to understand John Hagee, do you think that he actually believes this stuff, or do you think it's simply a question of following the money trail and that this particular proclamation that he's engaged in has a lot of financial largesse connected to it? What's your sense of things with this fellow?
I've never met him, and so I don't know personally. I suspect that he's been his ego has been fed by the people who worship him and who tell him he's right. And, of course, he speaks at AIPAC meetings. He spoke at the AIPAC meeting, made an outrageous speech. He had a standing applause from the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee. The speech is worth listening to. I think that kind of adulation affects all of us. We're all subject to that. We have to fight that. When people
yes.
say they like us, we tend to like that. We have to be careful that we're not misled by that. And Christ warned a lot about that. So John Hagee has abandoned following Christ, I think. He's following something else. And I also want to say that, that the root of what he believes is written down in the Scofield Study Bible. He is right out of the notes of the Scofield Study Bible. And he and others like him have been trained and fed, bottle-fed on the footnotes written in the bottom of the study Bible that create statements like anti-Semitism and talk about anti-Semitism being an evil and support the state of Israel's land, right to land. The things that Hagee talks about, he takes right out of these footnotes that Cyrus I. Scofield, a ghost wrote, were ghostwritten by Cyrus Scofield for Oxford University Press back in 1908 when they were creating the groundwork to lay the groundwork for this future state of Israel, for the political state that we now know. So Hagee has been fed on that for his whole life, and I really think that has a great part in what he believes. And I'm not making excuses for him.
Yes. When we come back, we might talk a little bit more about the Scofield Reference Bible and its origins. And we'll be back with Chuck Carlson. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live on RBN. Stay tuned.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths. You can find Chuck's website at WHTT.org. There are a lot of important articles there. The present one that I have up on my computer board is announcing a series of vigils for peace with justice where We Hold These Truths, which has a special ministry entitled Project Straight Gate, is now committed to coordinating vigils for peace with justice outside announced meetings of John Hagee's Christians United for Israel around the country. This is an important article to read, folks, not because of the fact that I think that this witness is an important one on the part of the folks connected with Project Straight Gate and We Hold These Truths, but I think that there is a very biblical attitude that is being expressed here in regard to the attitude that vigil keepers and professors of the truth need to have, as this article outlines it. And it's interesting, there's so many fascinating things in this article, including a chronicling of Hagee's recent speech at the American Israeli Political Affairs Committee, or AIPAC. But one paragraph from this article really comes out at me, where we hold these truths say that we deny most of John Hagee's words as non-scriptural. However, we do not oppose him as a man, and we must not allow ourselves to be jealous of the worldly gifts of wealth and recognition Hagee has. We acknowledge his unfathomable fame and financial success, which we, for our part, do not claim to have. We must depend upon the dedicated few to help us. We believe the worldly riches offered by World Zionism are false and do not come from God, because the teaching of Zionism is anathema to the words of Jesus Christ. The apostles received little from the powers of this world. Hagee has received much. Chuck, getting back to our conversation about the Scofield Reference Bible and John Hagee, like so many people, it seems to me that he takes these annotated notes and treats them as though the notes themselves are revealed scripture. That's the first issue. And then secondly, I think you've pointed out the fact that going back to the roots of the Scofield Reference Bible and the fact that it was published by Oxford University Press in London, that in turn we see behind this, I think, what Michael Collins Piper has told us about in his book, The Judas Goats, and that is that the Rothschild banking dynasty was behind the financing not only of Oxford University Press, but specifically behind the financing of the Scofield Reference Bible and its subsequent distribution for what clearly we could imagine would be political purposes related to the creation of the Zionist State of Israel well in advance of the events of the Second World War and the aftermath.
Yes. And I appreciate his work and the work of many others who are really doing excellent job of digging out connections that tie the movement to World Zionism. We've found other writers who've done this, and people that we didn't even know that were breaking the groundwork for where we've gone long before we came along, and had figured out years and years before we did. And it's just rewarding to us to find some of these old books and manuscripts where people have recognized that that World Zionism was being promoted before there even was a State of Israel, or before there was even a well-organized World Zionist movement. But yet people who were studying the Scofield Reference Bible and other such writings were saying, gee whiz, this is pointing directly toward creating a political state. And that's exactly what Oxford Press was promoting. And it's very clear when you look at just a few things in the Scofield Bible, not only how people like Hagee can be misled by this, but also, if they believe it, but also how it's been used as a tool to create World Zionism. Could we talk about one of these excerpts from the Bible that's so important that we hear every day?
Absolutely.
Hagee, on his website, talks about Genesis 12:3. And he uses that for the reason that we must support Israel unequivocally. And he also says that's why Israel owns all the land in the Middle East, if they really want it, including Iran. Hagee really believes that. And this is the little story about Abram when God made this promise to him in Genesis 12. And I'll paraphrase the story. You'll read it in Genesis 12:1 through 3. God said to this man, Abram, I want you to leave home, go in a direction I point you, and there'll be land there. You take it; it will be yours, and I will protect you if you'll do this. And then from you, and these are the words that count, and I will bless them who bless you, and curse them who curse you. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now, that phrase, in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed, has been a root of Christianity since the very first scholars. Paul talked about this. In Galatians 3, the Apostle Paul talked about this pointing to Christ. He said, all the families of the world will be blessed by Jesus Christ. This was the blessing that was referred to. But what that's been converted into is a land promise. So Scofield reinterpreted those little verses and said that what this was really all about was promising the land to the State of Israel. And we'll touch on the footnotes when we get a chance.
Yes, when we come back, we'll deal with that very subject, Chuck. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN, back with Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths, which you can find at WHTT.org. Chuck, before the last commercial break, you were talking not only about the Scofield Reference Bible's annotated footnotes, but you were speaking about it specifically in reference to Genesis 12, verse 3. Go ahead.
Now, I want to read the footnotes that John Hagee makes of this verse. Then we'll go back and read the verse again.
Sure.
And your listeners, I think, will see how this incredible stretch is done. Footnote number 2 to that passage says, God made an unconditional promise of blessing through Abram's seed to the nation of Israel to inherit a specific territory forever. So this is saying that God made a land promise to the present-day state of Israel to inherit the Palestinians' property. But the problem is that at the time Abraham was on the earth, there was no nation, there was no state of Israel. This uses a specific term, the nation of Israel. But that didn't exist at this time because the man named Israel was three generations to come. He was the grandson of Abraham. And so there was no one named Israel at that time. The word didn't even exist. So the Scofield Reference Bible takes this giant leap and projects what this promise to a new state. Secondly, the second footnote says, this is footnote 3, there was a promise of blessings to those individuals and nations who bless Abram's descendants, and a curse laid upon those who persecute the Jews. Now, what's wrong with that statement? Well, at the time that God was speaking to Abraham, assuming we believe this is literally true and this really happened, but Christians accept this pretty much, and so were there any Jews at that time? Well, of course there weren't. The word Jew didn't occur until 17 or 18 centuries later. At the time, the word Jew comes from a great-great-grandson of Abraham named Judah, who later on possessed a land, and that land was called Judea, and from that the term Jew was eventually quipped. So back when God was speaking to Abraham, there were no Jews to talk about. So this did not levy a curse on anybody who would persecute the Jews 20 centuries later. And then finally, I'm going very fast here, but finally, anti-Semitism, that's introduced also in these set of footnotes to that one little set of verses. And here it is on page 19, at the very bottom of the page. This is the Scofield Reference Bible. For a nation to commit the sin of anti-Semitism brings an inevitable judgment. The future will still more remarkably prove this principle. What's wrong with that statement? Well, anti-Semitism, as far as I know, has never been stated to be a sin. It sort of created a new 11th commandment after the first 10, thou shalt not commit anti-Semitism. And it also says that for a nation to commit the sin of anti-Semitism brings judgment upon the nation. So now we have sin being transferred into countries. Countries become sinners rather than you and I, individuals, being sinners. We have the concept of sin nations. So that if our country does not sufficiently kind to the state of Israel, then we will be subjected to an inevitable judgment. This is exactly what John Hagee says. So you see, his statements that we quote from him directly, he quotes almost directly out of these footnotes on page 19 of the 1967 edition of the Scofield Reference Bible. Now, to wrap this up, we should go back and reread the simple little statement that God made to God. We believe God made to Abraham. Get you out of your country and from your kindred, from your family, and from your father's house. Go into the land that I will show you, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will bless thy name, and thou shalt be blessed, and I will bless them that bless you, and curse them that curseth you, and in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. That's slightly paraphrased, but that's what it says. How in the world do you get a promise of a people that didn't exist at that time at being entitled to someone else's land 2,000, 3,000 years later? How do you get the idea that a certain race is blessed over all other races? How do you get the idea that to commit the sin of that anti-Semitism is a national sin from all of that? Well, of course you can't. The story that we were taught as children told us that there would someday be a Messiah for the Jewish people, and that he would somehow come from the lineage of Abraham. And we believe that, most of us believe that, that lineage is given, that it ended with a man called Joseph who became Jesus' stepfather. And from him came the Messiah that the Jews did not accept. So this is how the logic of the Scofieldism has been transformed into political action in the hands of people like John Hagee.
Well, and presumably,
and of course our president.
Yes, and presumably when you read the very clear references that Jesus Christ makes to the fact that 40 years after his death, there would be a judgment of the Jews at the hands of the Romans for having rejected Jesus Christ as Savior, presumably using Mr. Hagee's logic, and the logic of the Scofield Reference Bible in regard to Genesis 12, verse 3, this would make Jesus Christ a so-called anti-Semite and would bring Jesus Christ under the penalty and curse of God for failing to affirm ethnic Israel and everything that it does.
Yes, indeed. Yes, absolutely right. It's almost retarded to believe this. You can hardly imagine how people could believe this, and yet this has been sold. And keep in mind, people like Hagee have been tremendously promoted and blessed and received all this financial wealth and adulation and publicity and the media coverage, not to mention, of course, the tremendous support that he gets from the State of Israel. So
yes,
they're pumped up to believe this, and I'm trying to make an excuse for them, I guess, why any sane man would believe this. When I read the footnotes, I can't imagine anybody taking this seriously. Can you?
No, and what's even more frightening to me is to think that you have the specter of the president, the current president of the United States, making a telephone call to Mr. Hagee and to Christians United for Israel at one of their recent public gatherings. I think this one was probably the one in Washington, D.C., but here we're talking about something that to me not only involves intellectual and theological lunacy, but is being translated into an actual foreign policy and military program on the part of key neoconservatives advising the President of the United States and who have influence in both of the major political parties in this country that has led us into what Lieutenant General William Odom has termed the greatest military disaster in the history of the United States. So, I mean, the implications of this, I think, should be very, very obvious to the listeners. And before I take a caller, Chuck, I wanted to ask you one other thing. It's always striking to me when I read the transcripts of some of these speeches made before the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, or AIPAC, that there you have, on the one hand, John Hagee receiving his standing ovations from these folks. And there, of course, you have the usual suspects on both sides of the major party divide, which is two sides of one counterfeit coin, I think you and I would say.
Yes.
But here you have Hillary Clinton and John Edwards and Barack Obama and John McCain and Rudy Giuliani and John Hagee apparently reading off the same piece of paper when it comes to appealing to the American-Israeli Political Action Committee. And to me, this points out the absolutely bizarre character of this alliance that Mr. Hagee and people of his ilk in the so-called Christian right have with the Jewish lobby, because as has been pointed out by numerous guests on my show, thinking of Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross and the American Free Press, thinking of Dr. E. Michael Jones, who has a Ph.D. from Temple University and is the editor of Culture Wars, thinking of Dr. Robert Sungenis of Catholic Apologetics International, who's been a past guest on this show. All of them have pointed out that it is provable, academically provable, that the Jewish constituency in the United States has had a disproportionate involvement with and funding of the pornography industry, the abortion industry in the United States, and many other things that the Christian right says are anathema. And yet when it comes to pointing out the fact that their allies on this whole subject of the Zionist State of Israel are almost always the same people who are promoting all of this cultural and spiritual sewage in America, they don't even want to think about it and will not acknowledge it. And it seems to me that the evidence on this is so clear, as Dr. Jones and Dr. Sungenis and Mike Piper and Mark Glenn have brought it to people like you and me, that to deny that that's a reality is, to me, on the part of a so-called Christian leader, an ultimate act of moral and spiritual and intellectual prostitution and suicide. Would you agree
indeed
with that?
Some of these paradoxes are just bizarre. For instance, we challenge the churches when we go to them. We say choose life, not war, because most of the churches we vigil at are pro-life. They say they're absolutely for the unborn child, the life of the unborn child. And yet they're on the same on the other hand promoting almost unlimited war if it's in Israel's interest. And of course Israel is the most abortion gripped nation we can find. The abortion rate in Israel is 1.5 times higher, almost 1.5 times higher than the abortion rate in the United States. Anything goes in Israel. The government there actually performs abortion. They actually determine who can get them, and the government paid lawyers perform the abortions. And John Hagee would swear that he's pro-life and he's for the life of every unborn child, but he's also for the state of Israel, which is against the which stands as I described. So the paradox of this being pro-life and yet pro-war makes no sense at all, does it?
No, absolutely none.
These are the kind of strange paradoxes that give us a very good opportunity to confront these churches and these church leaders and with their own words and simply point out to them the paradox of their words. And that's what we try to do when we go to the churches, is to show them biblical language that they're defying in their by their own acts. And it works.
What do you make, Chuck? And then I want to take a caller. What do you make of these references in John's Apocalypse? When we look at the seven churches of Asia Minor, there is reference made in Jesus' words to the church at Smyrna and also to the church at Philadelphia that we should be aware of the Jews who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. And I'm thinking as well of Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's recent release for Rivercrest Publishing on this subject. The title of the book is The Synagogue of Satan, The Secret History of Jewish World Domination. What's your take on those warnings to the church at Smyrna and Philadelphia in the book of Revelation? And is the John Hagee Christian Zionist, Christians United for Israel movement a part of an end times theological deception, in your view?
Yes, I think so. I believe that they're promoting something that doesn't make that much sense to me. But I have a kind of a simple answer for your guests when all these things come up, and that answer is: does it really matter? If someone is following out Christ's requirements for their life, does it really matter to them if there is going to be an Armageddon and a second coming or not? Should it affect the way you get up this morning and put your clothes on and go about your work and your mission? And I think almost everybody will agree, and maybe even a lot of people who go to John Hagee's church would agree that no, it shouldn't really matter. So I don't know if we have to unravel that, and I don't mean to give you a lame answer. I'm trying to give you an answer that sort of works when you're talking to your kids or when you're talking to your family, and they raise this question: What about the second coming, Dad? What about Armageddon? Is that going to happen or not? I guess maybe I feel that I don't have to really solve that. If I'm doing what Christ wants me to do today, I shouldn't have to solve the question of whether or not I'm being clued that there's going to be a second coming or an Armageddon event. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't mean to dodge your question, but
no.
I'm trying to come up with what we try to do in whatever we do is to give people tools that they can use to talk to their kids and their wives and their families and their own church people. And sometimes you need to ask those questions of, do you really know they have to know the answer to that question to know how to live your life? And Dr. Gordon Ginn has written wonderful books on Smyrna and on Revelations, and there are others who are much better at that than I am. But that's kind of how I treat Revelation questions, as I pose the question, do I have to know that? Because I'm not sure I do know it.
Yes, and I think that all of that is well taken, Chuck. And this particular juncture, I'd like to take a caller. Rita in Texas, you're on the line for Chuck Carlson. Go ahead, Rita.
Hello, Mr. Carlson. I'm glad to hear your presentation this morning.
Okay.
I've been a studier of the Bible, and what I get out of this, if people will read it, is the Jews are an accursed nation. If you go into the book of Exodus, God said, to Moses, if my people do this, and this, I will bless you. But if you don't obey my commandments, I will curse you. The other thing, too, is that God wanted to zap, really, the Israelites as they were coming out of the Holy Land. He called them a stiff-necked people.
Yeah.
Also, the Old Testament is full of how the Jews, because of their disobedience to God, even the prophets, warned them. They were taken, they finally were dragged off, into Babylon.
Yeah.
Now, I am not of the belief that there has been persecution of the Jews. I believe there has been just punishment of the Jews who have been in nations that have been corrupting them as...
Rita, stay on the line. We're going to go to a break, and then we'll take the rest of your comments when we come back.
All right, thank you.
Fox America, okay, coming live from San Antonio, Texas, on RBN. Back with our caller Rita and Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths. Stay tuned.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Mark Ancos America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are back with Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths. You can find Chuck's site at WHTT.org. And from that initial site, you can go into all kinds of things, including the Project Straight Gate Ministries site that Chuck mentions, that gives pictures of some of these vigils that the ministry has been involved with recently. I want to also mention the Breaking All the Rules news at BATR.net/BATR News has now posted information on this broadcast with links to some of Chuck Carlson's sites and articles. And the RBN network, when we get this show archived, will eventually have a complete description of this show and of Chuck, and with a link to We Hold These Truths at WHTT.org. Rita, go ahead.
You know, another thing too, Mr. Carlson, Jesus Christ himself identified the Jews. He said that they were the children of the devil, who was a liar from the beginning and who was also a murderer. The other thing too is the Jews were responsible for the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. They were such liars that they bribed the soldiers when they witnessed that he rose from the dead, you know, to say that his body was stolen. You know, what more does a Christian need to know than that the Jews are the enemies of not only our Lord Jesus Christ, but they're also the enemies of Christianity?
Well, Rita, there's a lot of truth in what you say.
It's in the Bible.
Back in Genesis 12:3, when God spoke to Abraham, he was promising a Messiah to the race that would not even be born for three generations.
Uh-huh.
And of course, in Jesus' time, he was rejected by these very same people. However, in many of the conversations he was addressing, of course, he was addressing the Pharisees, who were the leaders of the Jews, and were the perversion of Abraham's beliefs at his time. So what Abraham was given to believe had been completely distorted and perverted in that time. And what we say is that that same thing is happening to Christianity today. We're saying that the people like Hagee, the people of the leaders of the dispensational movement, Christian Zionist movement, are perverting and destroying Christianity in the same way that the Pharisees destroyed Israelitism, if you want to call it that, the religion of Abraham, the belief in God, the close relationship he had to God, that was destroyed by the Pharisees by perverting the religion of their day, and that was what Jesus criticized.
Well, Mr. Carlson,
and he was sent.
Oh, I'm sorry.
As you said, he was sent to be to give them that opportunity, and so today we're looking at the same problem within our own Christianity, coming from Christian Zionism. So I do agree with you that Jesus was very pointed in what he said to the Pharisees, and he was addressing exactly what you said, that they were the evil of their day. But today we have to look carefully at where the problem is coming. It's coming right from inside of Christianity. There are some 70 million Christian Zionists in America today. There are only about, I don't know, 6 million Jews in America, something like that. Actually, today, most Jews in recent polls have said they oppose the war in Iraq, yet their leadership, AIPAC, is so corrupted that it is absolutely for the war in Iraq, even though 78% of American Jews today say they oppose the war in Iraq. So we all have problems within our religions. We don't want to go too far. We want to look at our own problem in our own Christianity and solve that, I think. But you're absolutely right in most of what you said, I think. And Jesus certainly did say what you said.
Chuck, Rita, God bless both of you. Mark Dankoff is signing off today. Yeah.